Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients do over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
How has overcoming the fear of public speaking made me millions and our clients collectively billions? Well, that's what I'm explaining to you in this quick video. But before I do that, you're probably wondering, who is this guy I'm watching right now? How did I get here? So I'm Marco Russell, the King of Client Attraction, the CEO and co-founder of Client Attraction University. To date, we've helped our clients do over $1 billion in revenue. And we've also grown one of the fastest growing companies in America from complete scratch. And we're on a mission to help 1 million black service-based businesses add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue, which will add an extra trillion to the global economy, okay? And the way we do that, one of the ways we do that is by creating free content like this so businesses like yours can get access to this information and apply it into their lives and in their businesses, okay? So now, a lot of people, I think I read somewhere, I forget where I read it, I'm not sure how accurate it is, but somewhere I read that people fear public speaking more than drowning. That's an interesting stat, right? Most people are terrified to public speak. And I used to be as well. So I actually used to do club promotions before I got into all this type of stuff. And I used to, hosting the club, talking to mics. But I used to have to drink. I used to have to smoke, right? Some weed and drink. My drink at the time, I don't drink anymore, but my drink at the time was Patron and lime. With Patron on the rocks with a splash of lime, right? Just a splash, right? And I get on a couple of those, then I could talk, right? So some people call it liquid courage, right? So I guess that's what it was, right? So then I'd be able to do it. Then I got introduced to network marketing. And when I first joined network marketing, you probably know what network marketing is when they say, all you gotta do is get two people, and they'll 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 get two people. And before you know it, you'll be tipping pina coladas, sipping pina coladas, all these different type of stuff, right? Living this life, laptop lifestyle, all these different type of stuff, right? So I got into network marketing, but they told me I didn't have to present. I started having some success, and the people above me, my uplines, they started making less money from me. So they was like, you got to start doing your own presentations, right? One of my mentors was like, she used to always say, if I make $20,000 a month, that's a bad month for me. And I used to be like the emoji, like the mind-blown emoji, right? I was like, man, $20,000 a month is a bad month, wow. And I came from, like, getting money in my previous life, but I never quantified it like that. So she was like, well, no. You stand up, she was like, when you stand up, your check goes up. She's like, the people in the room are always making the most money. So I was like, interesting. So that led me on this path to overcoming. And the one thing I did, the first thing I did, I actually got an audio set. The audio set was called, I think it was called Public Speaking or Overcoming Public Speaking or something like that. It was by Dale Carnegie, right? So I started studying. I guess I got an audio book on it, the whole nine. And I started like studying public speaking, started doing it. And most importantly, I started doing it. No matter how afraid that I was, how much I was shaking and kicking and screaming. And to be quite frank, sometimes now I'm still nervous when I get in front of a room or when I'm backstage from the go on stage, whether it's a couple people in the room or if there's hundreds or even thousands of people in the room, get a little butterflies or whatever. But actually I feel that feeling, right? Because I know that's what next level growth feels like. And then I walk into it and I face it and go through it. And before you know it, I'm out of it. So typically that thing that you fear, right? The way that you overcome it is by going towards it instead of going away from it. Because when you go away from it, the fear just continues to increase and increase and increase and increase. And then it basically builds, it takes control over you. But when you take control of it by grabbing that thing, moving towards and through that thing, you literally become unstoppable. All right?
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.